Hello, this is Roy Lilly. Downing Street. Built by Sir George Downing with the intention that it should be a street of fine townhouses for persons of good quality to reside in. Yes, I know what you're thinking. When Winston Churchill lived there, he said number 10 was shaky and lightly built by the profiteering contractor whose name it bears. Ouch. Downing never actually lived there. Robert Walpole was the first Prime Minister in 1720. The front door is the most famous in the world. Originally made of black oak, now of blast-proof steel that takes 10 strong men to lift. So I'm told. One Sunday when I was a lad in short trousers, my mum and dad took a picture of me on the steps of number 10. Harold Wilson rejected the idea of sealing off the road. He wrote, "It would appear to be an unacceptable restriction of the freedom of the public to wander at will in Downing Street." The IRA put pay to all that, and in 1989 steel fences were erected with a gate, later become known as Plebgate. There's still a public right-of-way in Downing Street, and it's maintained by Westminster City Council. It was fenced off using common law powers to prevent a breach of the peace. Some maintain it's not legal. Whatever, we can't go there, but others can, including members of the Cabinet. They pass through the famous door, step onto the corded red runner that protects the black and white tiles in the entrance hall, and on the right, a grandfather clock. The Whitehaven. It used to chime the quarters, halves and hours. Churchill thought it was irritating and had them silenced. The Cumbrian clockmakers from the west side of the fish market in Whitehaven, in their books and records, tell the history of Ticker Benson, the owner and clockmaker. He supplied timepieces to the Royal Navy, winning the contract by substituting the normal brass face of timepieces with painted enamel. It was cheaper. Though, yeah, no, public sector procurement hasn't changed. The Whitehaven, each tick counting down the days the administration has left. Leave the walkway, walk through to the Cabinet Room, the epicentre of decision-making. The doors are soundproof. The 40-foot boat-shaped table was commissioned by Harold Macmillan in 1959 so he could get a clear view of everyone. Ministers sit in matching mahogany chairs, and only the Prime Minister has a chair with arms. The room doubles as a library, begun by Ramsay MacDonald, the first Labour Prime Minister, in 1924. Each outgoing PM donates a book for the collection. The Cabinet meet weekly, but yesterday there was a special meeting to discuss ways of easing the cost of living crisis. Our economy is floating on a sea of debt, buffeted by the winds of global change, and what exactly the Cabinet can come up with, I don't know. They don't have many options. Increase the living wage, increase benefits, tax cuts paid for by a windfall tax on the utility companies, cut the cost of childcare. National insurance has already been increased to fund headway for the NHS and social care, but it's unlikely to produce any tangible results anytime soon. An emergency mini-budget might be on the cards, rate relief for businesses. Remember, every penny Her Majesty's government give away, Her Majesty's Treasury have to find. What the meeting will produce remains to be seen. The local elections are days away. Look, the important thing is the optics. The cost of living is crippling good, honest working people, and the Cabinet meeting, regardless of the politics, focusing on the issue, is an important signal that it is at the top of the agenda. Whereas the leaders of the NHS only meet every 8 weeks. The NHS and social care are in meltdown, crippling the good, honest people working at the front line, leaving people watching each tick of their Whitehaven clock as they wait for ambulances, handovers, admissions, appointments, and operations. The optics are horrible. No one at the centre cares. No one has any ideas. No one's on top of the problem. The workforce and the public could be forgiven for thinking the board are in hiding. Now, I don't know how the cabinet will solve the explosion in the cost of living. And I don't know how NHSE will solve the implosion of the NHS. But I do know the cabinet is at least meeting. Thanks for listening. This has been Roy Lenny.